This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an event coming up at the Aderyn District Library, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to tell us more about it, Kathy Cheshire. And of course, now Kathy is on the board with the Aderyn District Friends of the Library.
Yes, I am. I'm the new secretary of the Friends of the Aderyn District Library.
Well, congratulations, Kathy.
Thank you.
I know for many years we had you on as part of the Aderyn District Library, and with being the youth librarian, right?
Yes, youth, right. I retired about 13, 14 months ago.
Yeah.
So wearing a different hat.
That's right. And, well, we're glad to have you here, Kathy.
You.
Also, Jeff DeCenzo is also here with us. And, of course, you may know Jeff from different hats that he wears. But, you know, one of them is going to be the fact that he's going to be part of the entertainment. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, Kathy, let's talk about the fact about this event that's being put on by the Friends of the Aderyn District Library. And it's called Loud at the Library, huh?
Right. Loud at the Library, the chocolate edition.
Ooh, I like
right?
that.
Yes, which is important. So the event is on Saturday, April 5th. It's at 4 o'clock. It's at the library, and this will be an after-hours event. Tickets for the event are $25, and it is a fundraiser for the Aderyn District Library Friends group. It's a fundraiser for the Endowment Fund. And the Friends have an Endowment Fund to support the library financially in any way it can. And with bigger projects that maybe the library can't fund on its own.
Sure.
Or even with the future of funding at the federal level for libraries is questionable at this point, that the need for building up that endowment fund is greater now than ever. You know, that federal funding trickles down eventually to local libraries. So we really want to build up that endowment fund to support the library in any way we can in the future. So we're having this event, Loud at the Library, the Chocolate Edition. And this is the third Loud at the Library event that we have had. And with the Chocolate Edition, we have different stations throughout the library where people can enjoy chocolatey treats. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to also explore the library a little bit after hours and mingle for a while. I should say that the event is sponsored by Cliff Pontiac GMC and the TLC Community Credit Union. So we are very grateful for their support for us to help put this on. So there'll be the initial part is mingling and enjoying chocolate treats throughout the library. There will be door prizes at the event. And then we will have musical entertainment, and which I'm going to have Jeff talk about the musical entertainment of that.
So, okay, Jeff, you're going to be hi. It's good to have you back in the program once again. And so, Jeff, tell us a little bit about this being a part of the entertainment. It's going to be you and another person, right?
Yeah. I'm lucky to play music in several different venues and platforms with different groups around the county and. So one of my friends on the Friends of the Library board called and asked if I could provide some music, and we're going. I'm really excited that I'm doing this with a partner I haven't played with before, Maya Gungadaran. She is connected with Farvers and the Croswell. Some people have seen her in Croswell.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maya has a beautiful voice, and we've been practicing and working on some great music to give the folks. And, you know, I just really enjoy the whole aspect of making noise at the library. I'm old enough to remember when I just got shushed constantly at the library.
Right. You and me both.
Frowned at, yeah. And so we're having a lot of fun. And we've got such a great variety of songs prepared. Maya will sing some, I will sing some. And with Maya's range and repertoire, you know, we're doing some Christina Aguilera, we're doing some Sheryl Crow. But we're also doing some Aretha Franklin, and, you know, we're going to really mix it up. So it's going to be fun.
You're going to have a wide variety of music then, Jeff.
Yep. Yeah. It's, you know, and people are so nice. And, you know, I struggle with a little bit of the imposter, you know, syndrome. I feel like I'm not really that good. But I will say this. There's nothing like a good song.
Yeah.
And if you can recreate that and people enjoy it, And usually when people hear a good song, they're not just listening to Jeff and Maya. They're listening to something else that happened in their life. And so it's a wonderful
thing.
Music
is, so
is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what's so great about music, Jeff, as you well know, is that it conjures up memories.
Yeah.
And, you know, where you might have been or, you know, it's some other big event in your life, too. And and just being able to relive that in your mind, in your memory once again.
Yeah, and, you know, the problem I had is trying to come up with songs related to chocolate, and I'm really kind of striking out. The only one I could come up with was, and you may be old enough to remember this one, N-E-S-T-L-E-S,
oh,
Nestle
yes.
makes the very best.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, that Farfel the dog.
Farfel, yes.
And I asked my wife, I said, are there some chocolate? I can't really think of any. You know, there are candy songs.
Yeah, well, the Candy Man, like Sammy Davis Jr.
And Sugar,
yeah.
Sugar.
And yeah, Sugar, but, Sugar. You know. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope people enjoy it. And by the way, you don't have to pre-buy your tickets. You can just show up that day and buy your ticket. And we will not sell out because we are not capping the number of attendees. I suppose you could get a few hundred into the library.
Yes, but, you could get a lot of people.
You know,
in
if we
the
got
library.
If we got 75 or 100 people in there, we'd be thrilled. So we're looking forward to it.
But the whole idea, Kathy, once again, is that this is a fundraiser.
Right, it is a fundraiser, and you can buy tickets at the door. You can also get tickets ahead of time by stopping in the library during business hour. Well, anytime the library is open,
yeah.
And buy tickets. Again, they're $25, or you can do it online. The Friends of the Edering District Library have a Facebook page, and there is a link for buying tickets there. Or you can go to givebutter.com/librarifriends and order online. So we make it very easy. And I would say, even if you're not sure if you can come, buy a ticket. And if you can't come, know that you have been supporting the Friends of the Edering District Library and contributing to the endowment fund.
Yes.
And so it's just a simple and fun way to support the library. So the Friends, you know, we advocate, we support, we volunteer for the library. And Jeff was talking about music, and you two were talking about how hearing a song makes you think of other things, and there's that nostalgic feeling.
Yeah.
I would say that books also have that same
feeling.
And, you know, you were saying that. I'm thinking, oh, books do the same thing.
Absolutely,
So I think some people think, again, the library... Libraries are not as quiet as they used to be, believe me.
Yes.
You know, I've been in libraries for over 30 years, and they're not the quiet places.
Yes, yeah.
They once were, but being able to be, again, loud at the library and have music, I think for a lot of people that's kind of a novelty.
Sure.
And so it's just kind of a cool setting.
Yeah, it is.
And this is our third Loud at the Library event, and the other two have been great, wonderful experiences, and it's just also a good place to mingle and see people and listen to great music, and it's a fun time.
Yeah,
so.
And I think we're lucky in Adrian that the library is right downtown.
Yes,
and not at some far away edge of town, and I think it's a great location. So I hope people enjoy. And you talk about books, and the library is all about books, but awful lot of people don't get to the library much, and they need to remember it's not just books.
Yeah.
It's books, and it's online, and it's access to the internet, and it's movies, and it's music.
Oh, it's
music,
all kinds,
and
right.
It's everything.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, an equalizer. And a lot of people come to the library just to be in community.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge part of the library is the community, and seeing people, you know, and getting help and saying hi. And
yep.
The library really matters. Even if you don't use the library yourself, know that it is a vital part of our community. And there are so many people that they would just be lost without the library. And again, the Friends is, you know, again, this is to build up the endowment fund to help the library provide these services that are above and beyond maybe what the regular library budget can do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, I was so happy when they called me because the way I fit into this is also that when I play with a lot of people have seen me play with Lenny Amucci, and we're a duo.
Yeah.
And I always bring candy bars when we play. And I'll ask trivia questions. You know, I'll ask who did that. Does anybody remember the artist? So I'm throwing candy out into the audience.
Oh.
And I plan to do that at the library.
Whoa,
also.
Yay.
So bring your catcher's mitt and your trivia knowledge.
There you go.
Oh,
there
I
you
love
go.
That. I love
that's
that.
Great. That's great. Well, another incentive to come to the event. So, Kathy, this is going to be the Loud at the Library, the chocolate version is going to be when?
Saturday, April 5th at 4 o'clock at the Adrian District Library, which is the library. In downtown Adrian.
Yep.
This
right.
coming Saturday.
This, yes. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. This
absolutely.
Coming Saturday. Tickets are $25. They can be purchased at the door, at the library ahead of time, or online. So there's a lot of options for buying tickets.
Come and support the Adrian District Library. And that's
right.
what it's all about. And like you said, Kathy, yeah, I think a lot of us would be lost without that Adrian District mm-hmm. Library being in existence. So let's keep it up and be able to help the Adrian District Library to be able to provide all the different services and programs that you do throughout the year.
Right, right. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Kathy Cheshire, thank you so much. Jeff DiCenzo, thank you so much as well. Good to see both of
yes.
you.
Yes. It's wonderful to
nice
be back.
You,
yes. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.